Your hometown country station, B104.7. It is the Morning Buzz. I'm Corey Dean. I'm lucky to be joined this morning by Josh Turner. He's going to be playing tomorrow night at McCain Auditorium. Josh, when you call on the phone, I feel like I'm getting in trouble like the principal called. That voice is something else this early in the morning.
Oh, well, sorry to intimidate you.
You and I are the same age, and you sound like that you are absolutely my dad when you call. So, listen, I love the fact that you're out touring, Josh, but this has been a nonstop gig for you seemingly forever. Have you been on the road like the entirety of 2022 so far?
Yeah, pretty much. It's so funny. I have certain people ask me from time to time. They'll say, you know, hey, you going on tour? And I said, I am on tour. And they're like, oh, really? How long does this tour last? And I said, well, it's been going on for like 20 plus years. Because I've just never really stopped touring, you know, other than the pandemic, of course. But yeah, I mean, this has kind of been my life, and, you know, it's just kind of keeping the ball rolling.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, you went from Christmas tour to the current tour. Does the family get to go on the road with you at all for this? I mean, you got four young ones. How does that all work, or how do you manage that?
Yeah, you know, they came out on the Christmas tour last year, my first ever Christmas tour, which was a blast, and we're going to be doing kind of an abbreviated version of that this year. So they'll be back out here with me soon enough. But yeah, right now I'm flying solo and doing my normal, you know, country gig and having fun.
Well, thanks again. Josh Turner playing tomorrow night, McCain Auditorium. Josh, I noticed that you took, like, the average DJ question is going to be, when they get you on these interviews, is what's your Mount Rushmore country music? And you went ahead and turned that into a T-shirt, so I thought
that's right.
Yeah, so used to answering the question, you're like, well, heck, we just make this merchandise, and we'll throw that out there.
Exactly.
Shameless plug. Pick it up at McCain Auditorium tomorrow or online at joshturner.com. But Randy Travis, right at the top of that list. Obviously, he's been a longtime influence of yours, too. Carolina Boys with deep voices. His influence on your career has been pretty amazing. Could you tell me a little bit about that and how the relationship changes at some point where you're on stage performing with Randy Travis?
Yeah, you know, he was the reason, or is the reason, that I moved to Nashville, because he made me kind of realize that, hey, this is possible. You know, because when you look at his album cover of his first album, Storms of Life, he looked like somebody that could live right down the road from me, and he just seemed approachable and kind of down to earth and normal. And so I really admired him for that and that image. He didn't come across as being, you know, better than everybody, and so I started chasing that dream, and of course I had other influences and everything, and just really kind of strive towards, you know, what it would take to get a record deal, and so moved to Nashville and ended up getting that record deal, and several years go by, and I start having hits on the radio, and of course Randy, you know, hears about me and he knows about me and everything. Well, then CMT reached out and said, hey, you know, would you be interested in doing this TV show that we have called CMT Cross Country with Randy Travis? And I was like, where do I sign? You know, and so that was really kind of like, we had met before that, but when we actually got to share the stage together like that and sing each other's songs, I think that was when he really kind of came to appreciate and respect, you know, the fact that I appreciated and respected him. And so that was really kind of a turning point for my relationship with Randy, because he knew that I wasn't, you know, trying to fangirl him and all that kind of stuff. You know, it was just like, yeah. I had a genuine respect for him and his art and his talent and what he had done. And I kind of was indebted to him in a lot of ways, because he was the one that inspired me to get to that place.
Josh, there's a cool moment in that performance, like, and people are still watching that thing. I mean, like the version of Your Man with the two of you got like a million views on YouTube. But there's a moment where he hits the lower part of that song, and the two of you share a glance, like a little side eye, like, yeah, I got down there. Like,
that seems like a lifetime ago, but yeah, that was a fun performance and show for me, and it just, like I say, it's something I'll always cherish.
Yeah, can we talk a little bit about the song "Your Man Josh"? Like, so that one is has kind of rebirthed itself on a couple times. Like, it seems like every time I'm watching one of the reality shows that involves any kind of singing, whether it's Idol or AGT or X Factor or something like that, like there is some tiny dude trying to sing that song. Scotty McCurry pulled it off, obviously in an amazing way. Is it weird to see that or to hear that or to have yourself kind of like pop up on social media again with that song?
Yeah, you know, there's pros and cons to that. You know, the pros obviously is that, you know, it gives me a lot of free exposure and free publicity and all of that. And I'm honored that somebody would, you know, use my song and all that kind of stuff. But the con part of it is, like, y'all know I have more than just that song, right?
Right.
I have other songs you could sing, but I don't know. It just seems to work. And yeah, you're right. Your Man has taken on, you know, several different lives. It's been crazy, you know, all of the different facets to the, that story of that song. You know, the fact that Chris Stapleton was one of the writers on it.
Yeah.
You know, it was my first number one hit. It was his first number one hit as a writer. And then, you know, singing it with Randy Travis on the CMT Cross Country thing, the record going double platinum, and then Scotty McCreery singing Your Man on American Idol, and then actually winning American Idol. And like you say, every other talent show you watch on TV, somebody else is singing it. And so for a while there, I was taking video out on the road, and we would do like a video montage of like all these different people singing that song. And I mean, even people in other countries were singing it. Malaysia, Portugal, you name it.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah, we were in the studio earlier this morning. We were watching, I think it was the German version of it. And it's like, it's just, I don't know. That's pretty wild, man. Pretty surreal. Well, I'll tell you what, Josh, we're going to take a break here and play one of your tracks. We will change it up. And instead of playing Your Man, we're going to make people go to McCain tomorrow night to catch that one. We'll play Hometown Girl instead. Does that work?
That works.
All right, man. It's B104.7's Morning Buzz. More with Josh Turner coming up in just a second. B104.7, The Morning Buzz, Corey Dean. I got just a couple more minutes left with Josh Turner. Josh, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. McCain Auditorium tomorrow night. Tickets are available. You can catch those over at the McCain box office in person or, of course, online. You can buy them over at McCain. Josh, how's this tour been, and what are people expecting when they come out and see you?
Oh, well, you know, I'll be playing all the hits that everybody knows and loves and expects from me. I'll be playing, you know, some stuff from my gospel record, I Serve a Savior, my Deep South record, and then of course I'll be playing several songs from my Country State of Mind record that came out recently, and super proud of that record and glad that I'm on the road finally promoting it and not at home during a pandemic doing social media stuff.
Absolutely. Well, that record's great. The other one it seems weird. We just run through a stretch of 100 degree days here in Kansas. But listen, man, I love country music, and specifically I love country Christmas music. So can you tell me a little bit about that last record that you put out, the Christmas record that came out at the end of last year? Like, I think that's a much harder task than most people think.
Yeah, you know, it's something I'm very proud of. It's something that I've always wanted to do. People have been asking me for years, like, you know, when are you going to do a Christmas record? And so I finally got the opportunity to do that. And not only did I get to do the record, I got to, you know, go and do a live performance of it. And the DVD will be coming out soon. And we've got this TV special, you know, geared up, ready to come out. And so it's just turned into a great project. And like I say, I'm very proud of it.
Well, that's awesome. Josh, have a fantastic show tomorrow night at McCain. Again, get those tickets for McCain. Let's pack this house, and then we need to get you back on this Christmas tour. We need to rotate you back through Kansas for that.
There you go.
All right, Josh, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Josh Turner on B104.7, your hometown country station. It's the Morning Buzz. Good morning.